Well, thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the broadcast. We are live in studio on this first Friday evening of 2023. When I was a boy, I was born in 1955, there was talk about the year 2000 and what the world would be like. I remember thinking there'll be flying cars and the world will be so completely different. And you tack on 23 years to 2000, which is where we're at. And from my humble perspective, look, there's a lot of good in the world, but there's a lot of not so good in the world. And I just have come to the young age of 67 with the perspective of looking back when I was a little boy thinking, we have not come too far in a lot of ways. Granted, some ways we have technology and look, anybody that wants to go toe-to-toe and get into a discussion about that, obviously, there are many areas where we have gotten better. But when it comes to the heart of mankind, I have to shake my head. Now, I'll be forthright in saying maybe I've been reading too much about the World Economic Forum. I spent about 2 hours today reading about all of the things that happen. There'll be another one coming up in about a week in Davos and all the globalists and what they're trying to do. Klaus Schwab, we're going to talk about some of his comments about no person should own a car, let alone there is no person that should own a home privately. I kid you not. These people are not good people. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Also on the broadcast tonight, the National Review did a piece on Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci stepped down, as far as I know, the end of last month, and we'll see how much he's in the public eye. But the National Review had some things to say about him. Maybe you do. There is a top virologist in Germany that has declared the pandemic over. I'm sure there are some people that would take that view to task. We'll get into that a little bit. A story that we talked about last year, just a matter of a week or two ago, a UK woman was arrested for the crime of praying. It was all on video. I've got the story and the woman's comments. It's, again, gets back to when I was young and thinking about the year 2000, where we are now. Being arrested for praying. The website Highwire has done an investigation of COVID vaccines. They've come up with some pretty concerning things. Highly acclaimed Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson is under fire. He's being pressured to change his social media approach. Those Canadians, right? And I think the last one, purposeful people. People that tried to live their lives in a positive way, in many other ways in which they embrace kind of optimism. They live longer. We'll talk about that story as well. So what's on your mind? We have a wide open board, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. It does, my sense is it's been a while since I've been behind the microphone. Really hasn't. Although we were not here last Friday, preempted. I filled in for Leo Terrell a couple of weeks ago, and aside from addressing some of the stories I have, I really want to talk to you. I want to hear from you tonight. We can discuss a lot of different things. One that I always throw out there, even though I don't, did you do the New Year's resolutions? Like, I'm really going to fill in the blank this year. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the story on purposeful people. Maybe one of the commitments you've made yourself is to, I don't know, be more gentler, kinder to yourself. Self-speak is very powerful. the way one speaks about oneself. And I think for some of us, I don't think we realize how we talk about ourselves sometimes. Much of it is just an old, gosh, I was really going to date myself, an old tape playing in your head. We haven't used tape in, you know, whether it's radio or listening to music. Tape has been, you know, decades old. So I have to find a new example. But rehearsing the same learned memory or response, right? The stereotypical one is, you know, dad said, you're dumb. So we find ourselves repeating in a situation, saying to yourself out loud, boy, you know, in my case, Frank, you're so dumb. That came from somewhere. We learned that response. Maybe you've made the commitment to kind of clean that up. So we have a wide open board. We're going to open the phone lines, 800-222-5222. Tricia is the woman you speak with before you get on the air with me. She's in the other studio. Wayman is in master control. So we've kind of got the, for me, the regular team reunited. And I'm here for the next 2 hours. I have a lot I want to share with you, a lot of information I want to convey your way, and I want to hear from you. If you'd like to comment on something I talk about, you're welcome to. If you want to take me to task and disagree about maybe something I've discussed in past programs, more than welcome to call. And maybe you just want to share something completely different than anything that's mentioned. Again, the numbers, 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. I think the big story of the last week that I would be remiss if I didn't at least make mention of is the story about DeMar Hamlin, the cornerback who had a heart attack on the field Monday night, Buffalo against Cincinnati, and how the world has kind of rallied around this young man. Now, there may be just a few of you that aren't up on the latest, so I'm going to be redundant for many of you, but much of what is being reported now is very good news. He's responsive. He seems to have his faculties intact. They took the breathing tube out, I think, today or maybe last night, and he's conversing. He's got a long way to go, but a lot of it is very, very good news. And a lot of people have been praying for him. I will make this observation. And again, you're welcome to call 800-222-KABC, share anything you'd like. I was watching the game Monday night, and when it happened, it was shocking. And I don't want to go negative here, but there were some commentators, I won't get specific, but one in particular just kept going on and on. They were like filling time. And the way in which they addressed it was so cringeworthy for me. Like, and I get it. You've got no counter programming. You're just kind of winging it on the air. But some of the comments were just like, oh, my gosh. It's similar to when an event happens on television news where, and look, my intention is not to rip on commentators. And I guess I'm fair game, too. I'm a commentator, too. But one of the things that just kind of gets to me, like, say, in the event of an earthquake, and you've got commentators, mostly people that read teleprompters, when they're just kind of shooting from the hip and talking off the cuff, just filling time. How do I say this? After about 2 minutes, it's like they're just lost. And it was heartbreaking to me watching Monday night, just talking about, are they going to cancel the game? And it was awful. And look, so that all that to say this, it's great news. Miracle has been made mention of. But I'm grateful. It looks like, hopefully, he's on his way to recovery. Now, will that be a full recovery? Nobody knows, but he's come a long way in just a few days. Maybe you want to comment about that, too. 800-222-5222. 5222, 800-222-KABC. So when we come back, we've got some calls on the screen. We'll take some calls. And I think I want to get into the story on Jordan Peterson, who I'm fascinated by. Maybe you saw the interview that he did that kind of put him on the map with the confrontative British woman that just for 30 minutes just took the devil's advocate position. It's really one of the first times I've watched Jordan Peterson on the fly respond. It's an amazing interview. I wish somehow we could post it. It's 30 minutes, so that'd be rather difficult. But he's coming under fire now because in Canada they've got the thought police in full swing, and they're saying that he's got to do a social media course and kind of remedy his behavior or else. So we'll talk about that as well. 800-222-5222. If you're in the listening audience, KBC family, grateful for you. Anything you want to share, phone lines are open. And we will continue with more of this. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, welcome. This is the Frank Sontag Show. We are live in studio on this Friday evening, the first Friday of 2023. I'm in kind of a giving mood tonight. I want to throw out thanks. I just want to thank Frank Motek for passing the baton to me. It's so good to work at a place where you work with professionals, good people. Wayman is excellent. Trish is just incredible. To follow Frank Motek, Motek on Money, it's really a nice vibe, and it's good to be back in the chair and back behind the microphone. So here we are, live in studio. Now, before I kind of set up where we're going to go, there's a couple calls on the screen. I want to take one in particular. I was talking to Trish. I didn't understand what was posted, and she said the caller wants to apologize for something that was 10 years ago. So if someone's been burdened for a decade, I'm not going to waste another second. Michael in Orange County, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, Frank, I think this might go back 20 years. Oh. This was after 9/11, and I do have a heartfelt apology to you because this is something that has been nagging at me for a long time because I remember during 9/11 you were talking about something called PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. And I couldn't fathom that my government or anybody in my government would be so, you know, nefarious as to come up with something called the Project for New American Century. You could maybe fill the audience in on it now. But it has bothered me because I was so vehemently arguing with you, and it kind of stuck with me. And then after this year and then last year and 5 years ago and 10 years ago, and you find out there is so much nefarious activity going on inside the government, it's mind-blowing. And that's one of the things, like Halliburton, Dick Cheney and Halliburton making, I don't know, hundreds of millions or not billions off of what was going on in the Middle East. So it's a truly heartfelt apology, something I thought, but I couldn't find you on the radio, and then here it is. So, again, I just want to apologize for being so stupid and ignorant at the time that I got into a argument, which you were 100% right on.
Well, let me save you a little bit. First of all, apology accepted, but in truth, I have no idea what you're talking about. Are you sure it was me? I'm not doubting it.
You used to be on KLOS, right?
I was, and I've kind of, let's just say, I've grown in different ways since those days. So I don't know what PNAC is. So let me ask.
Project for a New American Century.
You did say that. I don't know what that is. So let me ask you, was there an interpretation somehow that you heard me say, because I want to state the record clearly, because I've been consistent on this one. Was there some type of an insinuation that somehow 9/11 was a government deal?
I don't remember. I don't recall that, but I think maybe that you were trying to say that.
Yeah. So let's set the record straight. Hold on. I've never said that. I'm not a 9/11 truther. I don't believe the government did this. There are a lot of people that do, which breaks my heart, but maybe part of this is an opportunity just to set the record straight, but there are a number of things I believed at one time back then. I mean, I was a New Age teacher. I renounce the New Age wholeheartedly now. I become a follower of Christ and realize that there were certain philosophies that I espoused that I completely disagree with now. But I've always been consistent with 9/11 that, look, the government, they've done some pretty dark stuff. And I was very anti-war and talked a lot about, you know, defense contracts. You mentioned Dick Cheney, Halliburton. That's pretty well known. But I just want to say it again. I've never, ever, ever said or insinuated somehow 9/11 was an inside government job. That's troubling.
Okay, that maybe I missed the point. But anyway, the thing was that I just couldn't believe that the government might be, you know, nefarious as to a way to make money off of a certain situation.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
All right, Michael.
And now I realize it's very possible. All the stuff that I've seen since that time, I think it was 20 years ago because it was around 9/11.
Let me say this. I think many people then and also now realize that a lot of people have gotten rich being in government, whether it's insider trading, a lot of other troubling things. We're living in a day and age by which we're finding out things or at least having information reported about some of our quote-unquote intelligence agencies and what they've done. It's a little concerning, to say the least. Michael, thank you for the call. 800-222-5222. We've got about 5 minutes. Let me take the calls on the screen, and then we'll come back. In fact, we'll take Woody and then Jay. Woody in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Happy New Year, Woody.
Back to you, and a prosperous and a healthy New Year. Real quick, I heard you some when you were filling in for my man, can't think of his name right now, but you filled
Leo,
in.
Leo Terrell,
yeah,
Leo 2.0.
Leo, and I listened to Leo sometime, and actually the reason I'm listening now is because of the advertisement you gave, and I liked you, so I'm checking you out now from, I guess it's 7 to 9. But anyway, real quick, I'm an older guy. I get up all my news from TV. I can't go out much. Mm. I get it from TV and my newspaper and stuff like that. And so I'm really lost. I'm not arguing with anybody because I don't know. But from listening, when I listen to Pharrell, to Leo and some other people, it's like they're saying there's no such a thing as a virus. They seem to say that it's all fake, it's all false, and that it's not true. There is no virus. However, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, died from the virus right today. I got a call from my sister in Norfolk, Virginia. She's got a quarantine for 8 days because she just got tested positive. And my nephew got tested positive a couple of weeks ago. And my cousin, he's over it now, but he tested positive for probably about 10 days straight. And so I'm lost. I'm putting it out there.
Let's have a brief conversation. I wish we had a lot of time.
Okay, go ahead.
But talk radio being what it is, we've got a few moments here. So I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I'll speak for me.
Okay, good.
It is obviously a virus. Many people have died from this virus. Now, there early on seems now, in retrospect, in hindsight, an attempt by certain entities to shut down any type of alternative information about it, other than early on, a lot of really horrendous, scary stuff, poor handling by certain political I think about the governor of New York, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what I just want to tell you. And I'm grateful you've heard the program. You're welcome to call. I'd love to talk with you further. I am one that early on when it happened and I began seeing lockdowns and then we escalated into mandatory vaccinations, it disturbed me deeply. Because I've always believed there's always more than one side to a story. Another important factor in this, just for your own information. Early on, I got to know a doctor very well. God rest his soul. He passed recently from cancer. His name was Vladimir Zelenko. He was a doctor in upstate New York, a Jewish man who was in charge of a community of 35,000 people in one square mile. When COVID hit his community, hundreds of people became very, very, very ill. He had been practicing medicine for decades. He started treating them with alternative therapies. One primarily was hydroxychloroquine. Very long story short, many of his patients not only got better, but they got better rapidly. So early therapeutics, I began to watch and track, is of the essence. Unfortunately, we still don't have early therapeutics as a priority from the medical establishment. So, I mean, in my files, I've got about an 8-inch stack of papers and stories and studies all about things that were shut down and censored. This is what I want to tell you. Your health is of the utmost. We have an immune system. You represented yourself as an older man. I pray blessing and health over you and your family. And the last thing I'll say about, we'll just say COVID. COVID is not the quote-unquote black plague, and it was kind of represented that way. If you have a strong immune system, there are things you can take to help you fight it early on, but early intervention is of the essence. And so if you've got just like a short response, I want to hear from you, but this is something we could talk about for hours. Did I lose you?
Okay. Just a real quick comment and quick question. Thank you very much. I understand exactly what you're saying. And, yes, I would love to sit down and talk to you over a cup of coffee. But the thing is or a beer. But the thing is what was that medicine that your doctor friend that passed the cancer, what was that he was using to treat them?
Hydroxychloroquine, and he also treated with ivermectin. And we're also finding out through many studies that ivermectin actually, with early treatment with many patients that have COVID, has helped them tremendously. Although we heard from the government, oh, it's bad stuff and it really hurts people. That's not the case from many, many studies. Let me leave you with ivermectin. Ivermectin. Woody, God bless you. Thank you. I don't know if you have access to the internet, but I'd love you to get on my mailing list. Just go to franksontag.com. And if we do somehow sit down, you can have the beer. I'll drink coffee. I don't drink. But God bless you, and it's good to hear from you, Woody. 800-222-5222. Jay is on the screen, wants to talk about Jordan Peterson, and we'll jump off on that story. Jordan Peterson is being warned to somehow take a social media course and change the way he presents things. Some of you may not even know who Jordan Peterson is, but it's an important story. We have lines open as well, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. 800-222-5222 are the phone numbers to call into the program. 800-222-KABC. We're going to talk to Jay in Beverly Hills in a moment. One announcement and also some information for you. If you are in line to buy some jewelry, one of my dear friends has been a jeweler for 38 years, I think. His name is Albert. Noble Jewelers is his business. And he makes everything by hand. It's something that I learned a long time ago through Albert. Like if you go into a box store and you see jewelry looks nice and they have price tags on and you have no idea, you know, is that reputable with the item, et cetera, et cetera. Something that you may not know, box stores, they use molds. They're all copies. And a lot of the jewelry is really cheaply made. Albert makes everything from hand. It's all guaranteed. His prices are amazing. He's out in Monrovia. For some of you, that may be a little drive. Some of you, maybe it's next door. I would say this. Visit Albert, check out his store, and at the very least, the guy always has stories to tell. He's a dear friend. Noble Jewelers is in Monrovia. If you'd like to go out there, probably best to call ahead and set up an appointment, 626-357-9357. 626-357-9357. He tends to get busy. I would say call and make an appointment to go out and visit Albert at Noble Jewelers. Also, if you would like to communicate tonight and not necessarily get on the air, you can email me directly. And it's an email address through my ministry. I have a men's ministry, which is called KMG Ministries, as in Kingdom Men's Gathering. My email address that you can send me an email right now comes to me privately is frank@kmgministries.com. Three of you have already done that. But if you want to just send me an email confidentially, not maybe want to go on the air, frank@kmgministries.com. I've gotten three. Two are really nice. One's not so nice. And I'm a big boy. So whatever you want to shoot off privately, you know, go for it. If you've got something burning a hole in your pocket and you got to just, you know, let me have it. I can't stand your view on whatever. Whatever, you know, if it helps you to kind of get it out and move forward in life, you know, go for it. But my private email address is frank@kmgministries.com. Let's talk to Jay in Beverly Hills. Jay, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Jay.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Oh, good. You know, I used to be an anti-Frank guy, but I've recently, you know, found my way, found the Lord, and God bless you. I just really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Question, my own curiosity. What about me were you anti-Frank about?
Well, you know, I wasn't... I hadn't really found my way, and you were with Jay Sekulow, right? Did you used to do a show with him or follow him?
No,
you never did with Jay Sekulow. Okay,
no, I was on a station with Jay Sekulow, but I had nothing to do with Jay. So you heard me.
Okay.
You heard me doing. I was on a Christian radio station for 8 years. You probably heard my program, which was all about faith and Christianity.
Well, I'm with you, and I also totally subscribe to what you said about the government trying to put down viable solutions for people that get, quote, the virus.
Yep.
And you know what? I actually have met Dr. Kerry Mullis. And Dr. Kerry Mullis, who invented the PCR test,
he sure did,
told me this. He said your chances of finding a virus using the PCR test would be like shooting a bullet up in the air and having it come straight back down and hitting you. He said there's just no way that you can use that test for finding a virus. It's for magnifying a virus, which they have never found. They've never actually shown the actual virus. Now, I believe that there is some kind of sickness out there that's going around, but it's not going to be able to be told by the PCR test. So I feel sorry for people who take a test, and the one day they're negative, the next day they're positive.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
And Kerry Mullis sure was put on the censor list, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, they did this run out the 201 test. They ran that out just like months prior to COVID hitting. So, I mean, I find that very unusual. And he died just 2 months prior to COVID hitting. So it's... pretty, you know, anyway, I just want people not to, you know, to trust the Lord, say some prayers for the people that are sick or ill. Yeah. But I'm an older gentleman myself, and I went through something that was whatever the virus was, but I went through it and I did the hydroxychloroquine, and that helped. And since then, I haven't had it.
Now, let me say this. You wanted to talk about Jordan Peterson, but I will just add to the conversation. And I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I suspect you're one and the same. We all, I'll say me, and then you jump in. I stand for anybody that wants to investigate and inform themselves and come to their own conclusion about things. And they should have access to various types of information, not necessarily one view or what we're seeing now over the last couple of years, much, much propaganda that just doesn't hold its weight.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. I totally subscribe to that.
Speak about Jordan Peterson for a moment. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think with the situation with him, he's stuck with a leader, Trudeau, who actually froze the bank accounts of peaceful trucker protests. I mean, the truckers were the first ones to go out and get the jab. They actually, for whatever reason, they were on the forefront getting the jab so they could go across the border and transport goods. So to freeze their bank accounts, that's to me a fascist type move. And for the president of a country to do that, it makes sense that he would want to muzzle somebody like Jordan Peterson. So he needs to move to Florida.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to move to Florida anytime soon. But to not only agree with you, but to also add to the conversation, Justin Trudeau also was the man that was responsible for rolling. And I want to be careful. I'll just say police. I wanted to say a different word. Rolling the police on nonviolent truckers and stealing their gasoline and preventing them from being able to keep their trucks going. When I started to see that, I mean, you talk about suspending civil liberties for no reason other than as a power grab. Justin Trudeau, I have serious issue with. And he's one of the globalists with WEF, and what goes on in Canada is just reprehensible. And Jordan Peterson, I'll get to that story on the other side. What were you going to say?
Well, I'd also want to add that Trudeau also froze the bank accounts of people who contributed to truckers.
That's right. Yes, he did.
That's frightening. That's a frightening fact that he would have that much power.
Yeah, I don't want to compare. Oftentimes, I think, you know, we've got Joe Biden and all the people that are really controlling him. And I don't want to go to what's worse, but I would not want to be living in Canada right now under Justin Trudeau. Anyway, thank you for the call, Jay. God bless you. Jordan Peterson, if you don't know, he's a psychologist. He's a brilliant mind. And there is an interview that he did that kind of, to me, well, at least put him on my radar. It's with a British woman. It's 30 minutes. It's supposedly millions and millions of views, and it's kind of what got him catapulted to the forefront. And since then, he's had enormous media exposure, popularity. And when we come back, I'm going to share the story about what's going on now with social media and just the suspension of really civil liberties in Canada. It's pretty reprehensible. And yet, they're one of our buddies. I wasn't that long ago where Justin Trudeau and Joe Biden, you know, they went to one of the world leader summits and, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder with the Chinese leader. And it's potentially scary, but I'm not a man that comes from fear. I think information is a way to assuage fear. And yet I'm not necessarily positive or look to the silver lining. But many times, fear is an illusion. I follow a God that's not a God of fear. He's a God of order. And this is a battle between good and evil. So when we come back, Jordan Peterson is kind of on the hot seat again, not the first time. But let me read you some specifics about the story. If you'd like to comment on this or anything else, the phone board is wide open to you, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Jordan Peterson is a very prominent Canadian psychologist. He's also author of a number of books. And he recently shared publicly and also tweeted that the College of Psychologists of Ontario are not just asking him, they're demanding that he do a course about social media etiquette. Now, here's what Jordan Peterson tweeted. Breaking. The Ontario College of Psychologists has demanded that I submit myself to mandatory social media communication retraining with their experts for, among other crimes, retweeting Pierre, I think the way you pronounce his name is Poilievre, and criticizing Justin Trudeau and his political allies. Pierre Poilievre, I think is the way you pronounce it. He's a member of the Canadian Parliament and critic of Trudeau. He's also running for Prime Minister of Canada in 2025. Peterson says he's been accused of harming people. I'm always amazed by that one. Peterson said he has to take social media training with reports documenting his progress. Can you imagine? If Peterson objects, he will face an in-person tribunal hearing and suspension of his right to practice as a licensed clinical psychologist. About a dozen people, that would be 12, from all over the world submitted complaints about his tweets and comments that he made on the Joe Rogan Experience over 4 years, claiming that the comments harmed people. He said that the CPO, again, the Ontario College of Psychologists, decided to pursue the complaints even though they clearly could have been dismissed as annoying, or the word that Justin Jordan used, vexatious, which is annoying. Peterson said Canada is now a place where, listen to this quote, quote, practicing professionals can have their livelihoods and public reputations threatened in a very serious manner for agreeing with the official opposition and criticizing major government figures, end quote. Again, Pierre Poilievre is part of the official opposition. Peterson went on to say he has the second most serious category of punishment levied against him and has been deemed high risk to reoffend. He warned Canadians, their doctors, lawyers, psychologists, and professionals are, quote, now so intimidated by their commissar overlords that they fear to tell you the truth, end quote. This means Canadians' care and legal counsel has been rendered unreliable. Peterson said, quote, I am willing, if the CPO concurs, he says, which they won't, to make absolutely every word of all of this fully public so that everyone can decide for themselves what is actually happening and to let the chips fall where they will in consequence, end quote. Yeah, other than the literal nuts and bolts of the story, of which we have some of that going on right here in our country, we saw early on in the lockdowns the, we know now, intentional effort to censor, block doctors from sharing alternative information. And then we started hearing, you know, all about vaccinations. And you saw some of the most, I'll just say it, people acting in evil ways, saying the most horrific things. You know, the unvaccinated should go to prison. You know, and now we're finding out those that are really contracting illness seriously are mostly in the percentages of those that have been vaccinated, not the non-vaccinated. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the WEF, which to me, the World Economic Forum, you'll start seeing, if you have confusion, you'll start seeing light in the gray areas of what this is truly about. It's about control. It's about globalism. And now that they're spouting climate change as the next battlefield, where they want to take away your rights, they want more lockdowns, they want to take away your ability for personal freedom, personal choice. Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, is actually on record as saying people should not be allowed to own automobiles, they should not be able to own homes for themselves. I mean, this is straight, this is leftism, history 101. So Canada is at the forefront of this. We had a caller talk about what happened when we had the trucker strike and Trudeau ran the police in and froze bank accounts and stole gas. And I mean, it was just disgusting. And yet we see some of that in our country. Yes, with the January 6th stuff. Sorry, I don't believe for one moment there was some, you know, some of the buzzwords that have been thrown around. Insurrection. That was not an insurrection. Good God. Anybody with a modicum of intelligence, regardless of your political affiliation, knows it wasn't an insurrection. And believe it or not, Donald Trump is not the sole reason why everything goes to hell. Even though I heard someone say it this way, and I would ascribe to this, much of his policies that he was responsible for pushing through, I supported. But as someone I heard in this medium, talk radio, say on the air the other day, what got Donald Trump in trouble is diarrhea of the mouth. The guy just talks way too much. He's way too filled with pride. I'm not in the school of thought where I think he would be the next best choice. Not a Joe Biden fan at all. In fact, we have leftism everywhere now. In the school system, economically, you know, the global climate change, all that stuff. But I'm not a Trump supporter, right? So anyway, Jordan Peterson, my goodness gracious. Freedom of speech is barely alive. We've got some calls. I've got a couple of minutes. Let's talk to Brent in Los Angeles. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Brent. Brent, are you there? There you are. Hi, Brent.
Oh, you got me now?
Yes, I do.
Yes, a happy, healthy, and holy new year, Frank.
Thank you. You as well.
And I wanted to discuss the pandemic in predatorily progressive American medical murder by the AMA, the FDA, and the CDC. And I'm now calling them the American Murder Association, the Federal Death Administration, and the Communist Disease Collective, because of their ignoring of fentanyl mass murder and their promotion of their mRNA poison death jab, as Dr. Vladimir Zelenko called it, and their hospital coercion of toxic and deadly remdesivir for COVID, and their outlawing of safe and effective ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, not to mention Planned Parenthood's millions of victims, and now with their enthusiastic promotion of Danco Labs' misoprostol and mifepristone, which kills babies, by allowing over-the-counter sales by the U.S. mail. I don't know if you've heard of that now this new year.
I have not. This is the first I've heard.
Yeah, apparently the FDA has now approved the sale of these drugs over-the-counter, but the very fact that, you know, we used to be able to, they required a prescription, but they wouldn't ever allow a prescription for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine to save senior citizens. And so it seems every time you turn around, there's just another scheme to see how many people they can murder, and just ignoring the adverse vaccine effects that, you know, every day I think you're talking every time you talk about with the various doctors and Ron Johnson's Senate hearings. It's just overwhelming. I don't know where to go to actually have a real doctor anymore.
Yeah, well, they did what they could to absolutely annihilate even doctor, you know, the privilege between you and your doctor. That was pretty much annihilated. Mm-hmm. And yet, I agree with you. There, in fact, in the next hour, we're going to talk about some of the laws that were passed in California. One is the big censorship law, where now they're threatening doctors if they say anything other than, you know, the propaganda that's being spewed out there. So I agree with you. This is a very concerning time. My medical doctor, who I went to for literally more than 50 years, passed away the beginning of last year from prostate cancer. The man was amazing. I don't even have a doctor. So I hear you loud and clear.
Right, and it's frightening, especially now since I'm a senior citizen. I've been trying to find doctors, and I just every year I go to a different doctor, and I'm totally dissatisfied with them, and rarely will they even look at you. They're looking at their computer screens.
Brent, God bless you. Happy New Year. Look forward to many more conversations. Thank you for calling tonight. Next hour, there's a lot of information I want to share with you. Speaking of life, There's a study on how you can live longer. A lot of it is attitude. We'll talk about Klaus Schwab and his recent declaration at the World Economic Forum. New laws in California, national review on Daniel Fauci, so much more. Your phone calls as well, 800-222-5222. We've got calls on the screen. Paul and Bob, be patient. We'll try to get you on the other side. And if you're listening and would like to contribute on air or off air, the email address is frank@kmgministries.com. Some of you have sent me emails already. And to call the program, always 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Our first hour of the new year is in the bank, if you will. Hour number two is upon us. It is next. Stay tuned. Talk Radio 790 KABC.